Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my audience tonight. For those that are just tuning in, and for those of you who have heard the show before, and you may be listening for the very first time tonight, my name is Andy Brown, and I'm joined tonight with Ricky Williams, alongside with me co-hosting. And ladies and gentlemen, we live vicariously through you. We broadcast live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, like clockwork, like showtime, baby. We are here to stay and get ready for another hot one. Because of you, because of the callers and the bloggers and the listeners, each week just gets better and better and better. And as you know, tonight will be no different. It's Wednesday, October the 20th. And I want to say happy birthday to all my birthday folks tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is about to be something off the chain. Grab your hooks, grab your speakers, grab your phones, grab everything you got, and get back, unwind, and be ready. Last week's show was a great topic. You know, we talked about The Norm of Black America, Volume 4, Financially Frustrated, and we know that last show was a benefit to a lot of our listeners. We want to encourage those who, you know, didn't get a chance to listen to last week's show, and for those of you who needed to get some good quality information, just pay attention to that broadcast, you know, because that's something that all of us need to really pay attention to, not only just the black community, but to everyone who may have any type of financial struggles. You know, we had a gentleman that came on, and he spoke volumes about some good quality about income and information, Mr. Muhammad Sahuladin of Rooftop Financial. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it was really good. I mean, we learned some stuff that some of the things that we should have already known about financially, we didn't get too in-depth because, you know, that's that man's practice, and we encourage him to reach out to his clients his way. And just for an extra attitude for those of you all who may need a little bit of financial advice on your own personal time, we left the link up to go to his site, Rooftop Financial. If you go to the Blog Talk page, you'll see that information there, rooftopfinancial.com, and just click on his name and go from there. But to all of our listeners who may need to know a little bit more about what we do here, visit us at howwasyourweekend.com, was with a Z. For all of our listeners in the chat room and the bloggers who follow us on Facebook and Twitter, the new Facebook page is Rec2Go. Go to facebook.com/howwasyourweekend, was with a Z, and follow Ricky and I on there and our Twitter family as well, twitter.com/HWYweekend. We're going to be in your neighborhood. We're going to be nosy about everything that's going on. We're going to post this information in the chat room later on in the show. And tonight, I just want to get right to it. Y'all have seen the topic. For those of you all who I know personally, I've texted you the information. For those of you all who are on the Facebook page, the information has been sent out. And this is just a topic that must be shared. We're talking about bad credit on your player card. Now, it really has nothing to do with your financial credit rating, you know, your credit score or your debt-to-income ratio. You know, but in a way, it does, actually. Actually, you know, you see, there seems to be quite a bit of men, and women for that matter, you know, those out there who believe that they got all the game. They got the gift of gab. You know, the pimp and the prison poses, yoked up and not even having a leg to stand on. But in reality, you know, their MAC rating is low. They've got their overpriced cell phones. Of course, those phones have more features and they got names in it. But, you know, and their dating-to-income ratio is well below the poverty level. Who you fooling, bro? Young lady, who you really think you out there fooling? Your game is that strong. You want to be player extraordinaire, day in, day out. It can rob you blind, folks. We're going to talk about it. Before we get into the show tonight, I want Ricky to chime in and tell us a little bit about what's going on. Bad credit on your player card, Rick. What do you think about it?
Ridiculous. Downright ridiculous, man. You see these old school so-called players at the club with some 19 and 20-year-olds. You see them with gray hair and cornrows.
Oh!
You see these cats, man, think they pimping because they got two 19-year-olds and an 18-year-old. You know what I'm saying? They giving up. They sell security check every month to these little girls, but they say they pimping. They playing.
Because they bout it.
Now, why is it a player get caught, get married, now he got to sit up here and text the girl and I apologize for what I've done? You know, we've heard about these situations over and over again. The so-called player who's supposed to have no feelings, no love for these hoes.
Indeed.
And yet still, every so-called player I done met and fell in love with a bitch that he shouldn't have fell in love with. Let's keep this 100 tonight. You see some old sorry-ass, sap-sucking-ass motherfuckers that's going to be here. Hopefully they call in tonight. I doubt if they will because they play it so hard. And guess what? Then lost everything. How you leasing everything?
Right.
Supposed to have everything. You live in an apartment leasing a Yukon, fucking an 18-year-old. What the fuck you come off saying you a player?
But you bout it.
And you bout it. Ladies, if you listening, you get on this motherfucking phone tonight. Rick back, baby. I done did the educational talk, goddammit. I'm back in this bitch. You call tonight and let some of these sorry-ass brothers know. Because you know what? Damn this. We should make this all ladies' night tonight.
Well, the ladies are on the line, and we're going to go ahead and get the party started.
Fucking right. Crack these motherfuckers open.
Y'all know how we do, ladies and gentlemen. 646-727-3279. You got to hear some of the things that go on with these men and these players and these ladies.
So-called players, pimp. I'm sorry. You get players? Players? Players nowadays, bro? Are you serious?
Let's go to the phone line and hear what some people have to say. We got a caller on the line that's up in Minneapolis. Caller, are you there?
I'm here, Andy. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, sweetheart. Talk to us. Who's on the phone? Let the people know what's going on.
This is Chantra. You already know this story. And I'm going to tell it one more time. This is the last time I'm going to tell it, okay?
Kind of
funny, but, you know, it's agonizing just to tell, just to know that people are out here doing this type of stuff. So I'm going to give you the short version. About two weeks ago, let me back it up. About a month ago, I meet this dude at a work function, right? We're doing an interagency project. I meet him over for my information. Give him my card. He gives me his information. We go about our way. Keeps emailing me, asking me, you know, let's go get a drink. Let's go have dinner. At first, I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it because I'm not feeling a dude. But then I'm like, okay, well, he might just be trying to network. You know, just every dude that asks for your information is not hitting on you. So I'm
That's
like,
true.
Okay, cool. you know, my instant thought was, okay, he's trying to holler. But then I was like, later, once I thought about it, and later being like two weeks of him constantly asking me to go places and me just not responding at all, I'm like, okay, I'll respond. I'm not going to act like that because I kind of have to work with him on this project. So I'm not going to act like that. You know, he might not even be trying to kick it to me. He might just be trying to, you know, network. So 2 weeks ago, I agreed to go out with him, meet him at a spot, you know, we're meeting up for drinks. Spot's packed. So I'm like, okay, you know, your car is parked kind of far away. Jump in with me. We'll go somewhere else. So we shoot up to this restaurant on the other side of town. Other side of town being about 30 minutes away. So, you know, we're sitting there, we're having dinner, and we're talking, and I realize that this is not a networking type thing going on. He is full Mac mode, but he's giving me, like, the hood rat game. He's giving me, oh, how much I make and what I'm going to give you, and I'm going to take you to Chicago so we can go shopping. When do you want to go, blah, blah, blah. So I'm already kind of over it, you know, like I'm already through, like, dude, whatever, you know. So we just talked, and then some old college friend, colleague, or something of his comes over to the table. He introduces me and says that, you know, she's a coworker, we're working on a project, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They get to chatting it up, and through the conversation, I surmise that this man has a wife.
Whoa.
This man has a wife, yes. So I'm sitting there, and I'm physically getting ill. You know, I'm throwing up in my mouth a little bit. And a little devil pops up over my shoulder and was like, bitch, get your shit, let's go. So I get my purse, I get my keys. He pauses in his conversation long enough to say, where you going? I say the ladies' room, which I pass by on my way to my car. Get in car, drive off, headed home, and realize he left his phone in my car.
So you left him, for those of you who are chiming in, you left him at the spot?
I left his ass at the spot, correct. So
what happened?
I get in the car, I'm headed home, and I realize he left his phone in my car. Me being the person that I am, I do have compassion for him, even though he's a liar and just scum. I have compassion for him, so I decide to call him a ride. Call his wife, come pick him up.
No, you didn't.
I did. Yes, I did.
Not his wife.
Yes, called his wife. But it's hard to find because the last text message he sent was to his wife, letting her know that he was out having beer with Antonio.
With Antonio.
Yes, I guess I'm Antonio.
Now you've become Antonio. See, players, get your law straight.
Fuck that, player. Stop lying. If you a real if you a real motherfucking man, well, we going to talk about being real, man. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Shastri. Go ahead with your motherfucking story, because this was what?
It's okay. I mean, that's pretty much the end of the story, except for the next morning, I get text messages from this person. Obviously, he's going to purchase another phone. Text message.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm thinking when I see the text pop up and it's him, I'm thinking first thing he's about to do is get to, I want my phone, right? Nah.
Yeah.
This message is going with, I want to explain, you don't understand everything, it's a long story, I understand why you did what you did, please meet me today so I can explain.
Mm-hmm.
I, in a very nasty way, just tell him to kick rocks and leave me alone. Okay, went to work on Monday. I got two emails waiting for me on my work email. Now, I don't even play that.
He hit you on the work email with this.
Yes, please let me explain. You don't understand. I'm having problems, all this craziness. So I email him from my personal email account, and I'm like, dude, number one, don't email me at work. I don't play. Work and personal are two separate things. Don't fuck with my money because I'm going to have to kill you. Don't email me. Don't email me. So then I guess he took that as an invitation to blow up my personal email box. So long story short, he's emailing me all day, every day, twice on Sunday about why he wants to explain. So I just don't respond, and I guess last week he just was over it, so he sent me an email asking me why was I so bitter.
The nerve of him.
Why I gotta be bitter? So I'm bitter, and I'm arrogant because I don't understand that he's having marriage problems, and I won't talk to him and let him explain that to me, and he doesn't understand why I'm so arrogant. So
you think all men who players got men, women, husband and wife problems, marital issues?
Get a divorce.
That's not true.
Well, why do they all say that?
The show should be when players become pussies. It shouldn't be.
I think that's what the show should have been called, when players become pussies. Because they say the same shit. They try to explain. Let me explain. I need to talk to you.
I'm
never
sorry, but we know some people out here in Dallas like that. We ain't going to say no names, but I'm going to give you some scenarios.
Ooh.
But I'm gonna let, go ahead, Sasha, finish. So he tried to talk to you. He tried to call. Go ahead with this. Players become...
I'm not going to go through all that. This is actually the short version of the story, because this has been going on for weeks. So let's come down to today. He's been emailing me. You know, I'm ignoring him. Today, I get an email, and I'm all kind of fucking bitches and everything in the book. Now, why I got to be all that? So I call one of my homeboys, one of my more level-headed, because I could have called one of my homeboys to just bring the drama to him. I called one of my more rational friends, and I asked them, please talk to this young man and get him to understand that I don't want to get any more emails from him. I don't want him calling me. He just needs to leave me alone. I'll let Andy Brown tell you the rest of that story, because he's my homeboy.
Yo, it was pretty wild, ladies and gentlemen. It was pretty wild. It was one of the most unplayeristic characters that I have ever seen. I want the phone lines to light up tonight and just talk to us and tell us what's going on. Shantra, we're going to get into this in a lot more detail later on. But I have to let people know that the real thing is, brother, be yourself.
Mm-mm.
Come true.
Fuck the solutions. Fuck the solutions. We getting to the dirt. Fuck this. We are exposing pussies tonight. You say you have a dick, fucker, show me. We are doing this shit tonight. I'm sorry. I had to come back to me. Because you know what? I'm sorry. I got a motherfucking situation here. Chantra, you got to stay on the line, because we're going to get a female perspective. But there's this dude that I know. There are a few dudes out here in Dallas-Fort Worth that I know who claim to be. But my thing is, I'm not going to say no names, but I just want to know, why do you think men have to lie to get what they try to get when they can tell the truth, when the truth is even better?
What do you mean, Rick?
I mean, for example, why do people lie about their income knowing that they ain't got to pop the piss in nor when to throw their motherfucker out? But why do you think they lie, Sancho? You think, is the power of the pussy that important?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I don't know. From a woman's perspective, ladies, if you're on the phone tonight, 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Join the online happy hour. For those in the chat room, Rick's asked a serious question. We want to know. Type your message. We'll respond. We'll let people know.
Man,
we're here.
We have a caller on the line already. Hold on, Shantra. One second, please.
We have a caller from Dallas, Texas that wants to chime in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, who's on the line with us tonight?
This is Oatmeal Brown on the line with you tonight. How are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing good, sweetheart. Miss Oatmeal, say hello to Shantra up in Minnesota.
Hello, Shantra in Minnesota. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing
so
pretty good.
Right at hand, as Ricky put it,
when players become pussies, we need to sit up here and discuss this tonight. I want you to tell your story, Miss Oatmeal. Let it be known what happened to you, possibly.
Well, first I would like to elaborate. You said, why do they lie?
Yes.
Well, because maybe they feel that they are going out of their league with whoever they're trying to approach or talk to. So you have to show that you have more in order to, you know, to get at that person.
So we have red shirt freshmen trying to go straight to the league.
Right.
Basically,
exactly.
So football terms.
Right, and you know that women
in high school,
try to talk to a high school, a senior.
Try to talk to a high school senior. Is that what you're saying?
You know, by nature, of course, we want somebody who has goals and ambition and who's got it going on. So, yeah, that's going to catch our attention. So they use that. But you should.
Okay.
If it's already within you, you shouldn't have to drop those Mac Daddy lines.
So the swag should already be owned instead of you got to try to turn it on to try to impress somebody.
They have no game from the beginning.
No game from the beginning.
No game. We're talking about bad credit on your player card, ladies and gentlemen. When you a player and you have no game, you need to step out and let somebody else step in.
When your card is declined with all this bullshit you've been talking, Miss Oatmeal, I got to talk to you real quick. Sweetheart, has this situation ever happened to you before? Somebody lied to you about something and said they was single and was married or said they had money and they didn't? Could you talk to us and talk to these listeners and these players, if you will, about what they do wrong? What happened to you?
My most recent situation is a little different. It's someone that did have some money, okay, but had no game. So obviously to me, I felt like they were used to dealing with females who were excited by, you know, popping bottles and, oh, you're driving a big body Lexus, or, oh, because you say you make $10,000 a week.
Okay? Yeah.
So I'm more so I have to sit back and see, you know, if you're going to put your money where your mouth is, if you're putting it out there like that.
Right. Oh.
I was invited on a night on the town, you know, with some other young ladies, with this gentleman, and we met up at Friday's. You get whatever you want. Get whatever you want. It's on me.
At Friday's?
Right?
You hey, like, the 20th Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Get whatever you want.
It's on me, you know, and after this, we're going to the club, you know. Get whatever you want. So, you know, I got a drink or two, whatever, and he was like, but we need to hurry up because we got to get over there. Now, mind you, it was probably about 10:30, okay? He's like, we got to get over there, so don't order no steak, okay? Don't order no steak. So we barely ordered anything. I didn't order anything to eat. One of my friends did. He said, that's all you get? Nobody else get nothing to eat? I said, no, because we wanted steak. And he started laughing. He's like, well, get the steak if you want it. Get the steak. Long story short, we go over to the club. We get out, and I'm like, well, you know, why are we about to get out and stand in line? You know, where are your friends at? You know, you don't have VIP? Because, you know, I got VIP, I'm balling. My people are going to be here. I said, I don't stand in line. Why are we standing in line? You know, where's your player card? I mean, if you have all of the game, how come you just didn't go straight to the front, you know, drop them a few dollars so your people won't have to wait?
That makes sense,
now,
makes sense.
Being the person that I am, I kind of said something like that. I said, you know, you need to try to, you know, go ahead and get us in here. You know, I said, I cracked a joke. I said, I'm a political figure. I can't be seen standing out here in this line. Everybody laughed. And so we finally go in, and he drops his credit card at the bar, whatever y'all want, you know, put it on my tab, whatever you want, put it on my tab.
Yeah.
So, you know, we start drinking, and then I'm like, well, where are the friends at? You know, where are all these people that you said were waiting for you? Okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get a bottle? How come we're not sitting at a table? You know, where is the VIP section at?
Hmm.
You know, your friend, he's a rapper. He's a rapper. He doesn't need to. A rapper? What? And we were standing outside in line? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my goodness. Player. Play wrong.
So, again, last but not least, 2 weeks later, you know, he texted and wanted me to come to his birthday. So a friend and I were hanging out, and I asked him if he mind, you know, if we went somewhere after we finished doing what we did. You know, this guy who's, you know, wilding out of control, wants us to come, and we're on the VIP, get us in on the VIP, and
yeah.
everything's all good. So, well, I'm not going to make it there until about 12:15, 12:30.
Yeah.
He texts back and says, well, you know, it's free to get in before 11 o'clock.
No, hold on, not that long.
It shouldn't matter. Ballers didn't calculate your own watch, bro.
Right. Keep going. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, it's free to get in for 11 o'clock. You know, I tell my friend, we laugh about it. Like, what is this clown talking about? You know, if he's VIP and he's got all this money, your list should last till at least 12:30, if not all night, whoever you get on the list.
Right.
Because you pop some bottles and you balling. So, all to say, I text him back again. We can't make it there. I have previous arrangements.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you guys can pay to get in, and, you know, I got your drinks when you get here. I'm not a drink tracer, you know. I have drinks. I'm having drinks before I get there. I got drinks at home. I don't need free drinks like that.
Yeah.
You know. So I said, well, I guess we'll just have to get up later because we're not coming to your birthday that you are trying to do it big. And we had no expectations of going out to a club, but you're a big willy-nilly, and you can't get your people in.
So he's balling on a budget.
I don't know. I know he just has no game.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new phrase is discount pimping.
Discount pimping? But I'm saying when players become pussy, I don't know which one to go hit harder.
There was no pimping in that story. That was just discount. There was no pimping. Just discount.
just discount.
Like, and I'm like, I said, no. VIP is not free before 11. That's not VIP.
That's standard procedure. Come on in. Yeah, go ahead.
No,
we're trying to pack it up, and all the people that don't want to use money and use it on their drinks, they want to get in for free.
Right on. So why do you think that a person would live this imaginary life to try to impress somebody when? You know, do you think they got low self-esteem, small dick? What is it about these motherfuckers that they got to lie like this, Ms. Oatmeal? Talk to us.
You could be right. You know, might have a small dick. He might not feel that he's too attractive. You know, so he has to use that as a form of catching certain females. Well, you're going to catch a certain type of female, but it's not going to be the one you want. Because the one that you want, she's used to really popping bottles and being in VIP already. So you're not doing anything. Matter of fact, she probably can pay to pop her own bottles.
Wow.
I have to ask this question just based on this story, and I'm going to ask you guys. I don't know if you all have ever considered yourselves players. But I always want to know every time I'm in one of these situations or I hear one, do men really think they're never going to get caught? Like your lies are never going
to
catch up with you? Is that what you really believe?
Or
you
to
just
be honest, 100,
fuck it.
100, let me tell you the truth. Now, I went to a predominantly black college, Grambling State University. And we felt as if we knew the game. That most other colleges probably would know because we have to hustle all day, right? But when we got to the real world, we didn't realize that some of the women that we tried to holler at that went to different colleges had game too. We felt that we could just lie our way through everything. So do a lot of men think that they won't get caught? Hell yeah, because you knew in college we said a lie. After we said the lie, we got the draws.
Right.
And then we all graduated with our separate ways. But, see, people have to realize certain things you can't do in the real world. In college, it was a nice little, we fuck everybody, and guess what? We're going to spread out because nobody know who the fuck we really are. We ain't marrying nobody from the same college because they know our background. So we could become some new motherfuckers. So, again, yes, we going to do this lying shit because it worked in college. People who don't know how to step up their game, like Cat Williams say, you still selling weed?
Right.
When you should have moved up to cocaine? A lot of people ain't moved up to cocaine. That's what I'm saying. So a lot of brothers that you talk to, that you go talk to in the future,
have not moved up. You need to ask them, are you still selling weed or have you moved up to cocaine? Because a lot of these motherfuckers ain't got the game. And when I say game, let me tell you right now, I'm going to break down the game for you. It is telling the truth and letting the woman decide. And a lot of motherfuckers
right.
don't do that. They feel as if lying is cool. My thing is, if I got a woman, and if you want to fuck me, I've never known a woman who's not gotten what she wanted.
Absolutely.
Have you ever met a woman, Brown, that's like, I'm going to fuck you regardless of what the hell you got. You can have one leg and 500 women, but I'm still going to fuck you. I'm going to let you know something right now, fellas. Tell the truth. But they don't do it because lying is easier, and they women are lame.
Absolutely.
We got to look at that factor, too. It's like, you know what? I've been lying to this bitch for like 6 years, and she's sticking with it. So if I'm lying to her and it's working, I think I can lie to every other woman, and she's supposed to know me the best. So a motherfucker who don't know me, I can lie to. And 9 times out of 10, one thing, Miss Oatmeal, Chantra, you got to keep in mind, a lot of y'all help perpetuate this lying shit. Because y'all try to make it, y'all don't cut a motherfucker off right then and there, women. Y'all don't do that shit. I want y'all to remember that. Y'all never cut a motherfucker off who you know he lying. You know he ain't got no fucking money. You know this motherfucker is all about shit. You done looked on his ring finger. Women notice everything. And you motherfuckers let that shit happen. I have to put some of the blame on y'all. Not the fact that these sorry motherfuckers ain't got no game. You knew that shit up front.
And you know, ladies have chimed in. The real subject tonight is the players and their bad credit as far as it relates to their player card, their player actions. We've heard from the ladies. Miss Oatmeal, Chantra, stick around because I have to come back to the ladies. But we need to hear from the men. 646-727-3279. Coming on the online happy hour right now is Big C from South Dallas. Big C, what's going on, baby? Talk to us.
Hello?
Yeah. I know you're right there. C, what's going on with you, man?
It's me.
Hello? Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Hey, man, you're doing your thing, man. Sounding good. I like the show.
We appreciate that, brother. You know we're talking about bad credit on your player card. We've heard from the ladies. They've told us situations where brothers just couldn't step up. They were married. They ain't had no money.
They some lying motherfuckers. Let's get real with it.
And they wasn't G, bro. What's going on? Talk to us, Big C. What's happening?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I got bad credit, and I drive a Honda, and you cute. You real cute, baby. I like it. I want to be your boyfriend. Is that possible? They don't work no more because most of them, you know, they looking for the guy in the 745i, the 750i. You know, that don't work no more. You can't do it like that no more. You can't be honest no more.
Really? Now, why is that, dog? Tell the people, tell the ladies and the callers and the bloggers why you can't be real, bro.
Well, you know, most of the ladies, they fake, too.
Uh-oh.
They're not real. I mean, I'm just gonna be real. Most of the women faking. They acting like they want to be a superstar, all Holly chick and all this, Hollywood chick. But, you know, they put it way up there, and most regular guys can't reach that level. So we got a lot of kicking.
Oh. So sometimes it could be the women's fault with all this bullshit that they throwing up.
Exactly.
You know, they talk about how independent they are and how much money they making and they don't need no motherfucking body. Maybe they saying to us, we got to lie to get on your level to get the nut up.
Absolutely.
Uh-oh, ladies.
Now, are you saying, Big C, that they just want to set the expectation bar so high that it's unobtainable and that a brother really can't get them no matter what they do?
Yeah, sometimes I think that's the case most times. Most of the time they set the expectation levels way too high for most, you know, average brothers to reach. You know, you find them in these upscale clubs, you know, they're looking real nice. They're looking like $1 million, but they got bad credit too. But they still look like $1 million. But, you know, a regular guy coming in is seeing this lady over, she's looking real nice. You know, she's probably 3 or 4 months behind on her Benz note. But you feeling like, well, hey, she driving a Benz and she looking real good. So I probably have to spend a lot of money. So I'm going to have to kind of come at her with my game. I'm going to have to get my game tight to holler at her. So I'm going to have to lie. I'm going to have to lie to kick it.
You got to go above and beyond your means to get her means.
Right.
That's what they're saying tonight, ladies. That's what they're saying. Big C, I want you to hold on tight, bro, because the ladies are chimed in. I'm going to come back to you. But we're going to keep it real, man. We're going to holler at my man, International Boogie, going down. Big Boogie, where you calling from, bro?
Hey, what's going on? I'm calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah, talk to us.
Well, yeah, like my brother was saying, he said exactly what I was about to say. A lot of these sisters, if you have noticed, a lot of these sisters that we talk to in the blog show and in real life, they're real, you know, got their stuff together. They always got a story to tell you about being with some whack-ass dude. I don't have that many stories to tell about being with a whack-ass woman now that I'm older, because I can peep it out and roll with it. But see, what they really doing is they looking for that whack-ass dude. You know what I'm saying? But the only, you know, that can tell them what to do, and, you know, but they don't want their friends and their public to know, so they going to, like dude said, set their standards high, but they looking for a whack-ass dude, but that knows how to break their back. See, that's the catch. It's all about sex for them. Dick is like $1 million to them.
Wow. That's what they talk about in Minneapolis tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's understand the truth out of it. Sometimes it could be the fact that y'all try to put yourselves up so high that a motherfucker got to come up and be like, you know what, baby, I'm a doctor. Because you know what, you probably said, you know what, baby, I ain't got no kids. It's all about me. You know, everybody bring a representative in the beginning. Everybody do that, men and women. But tonight, we talking about how the men are failing with this shit, man. We talk about how they get caught up with their lives and get caught up. Pussy powerful, people. Pussy powerful. I'm trying to tell you, because guess what? A pussy that made a man, a grown man, cry. Let's keep this going. We're going to keep this going, baby. Hold on. Hold on, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, hold on. Callers, 646-727-3279. The phone line is hot like fire. For those of you who are in the chat room, go wash your hands. Get them clean, because the show's about to get even dirtier. I want all of our callers tonight, all of our bloggers, check out the website, howwasyourweekend.com. For the next caller who brings up the strongest point, we got something to give away to y'all tonight.
Wow.
So I want to come back to the line before I take it to the Midwest. Before I take it to the Midwest, let's come back to the ladies and see what the ladies have to say, what the International Boogie and Big C had to say. Miss Oatmeal, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Speak on it.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it like this, okay? You should really look for somebody and approach somebody in your league, okay? Whether she is behind on her Benz or not, she may not be behind on her Benz. She may be driving a Benz because she works hard. She may have two or three hustles, you know, to get what she wants. She don't have to be super independent to do so. She's just single, okay? So she's got to get it. So if she can afford to take herself to Papa Do's and drive a Benz, then guess what? Her expectations, 9 times out of 10, you're going to need to be able to take her to Papa Do's, okay, and be on that same level. Why not look at the chick that's driving the Honda or the Hyundai? I'm pretty sure, you know, she might be a scallywag too, or she might not. I mean, you really can't determine until you actually go out with that person on a date. So you don't have to say, I'm going to take you to True Lux. Say, hey, let's go to Chili's or let's go to Starbucks, okay? You should be able to afford that and have a nice talk with her. You'll be able to find out what she's on if you get to know who the person is instead of looking at the outer, because there's a lot of people that's packaged up nice. But it's your fault if you don't get to know who that person is, and you'll get to know within a month if they really are who they're all cracked up to be.
Okay, now, Ms. Chantra, Ms. Oatmeal and Ms. Chantra,
yes.
I got a question for y'all. Do y'all think y'all put women put airs on themselves to say that we are so much that sometimes men gotta lie to try to at least get the number?
No, because if you're mature and you got it together, that man who invites you out on a simple date, you're ready for that, because you're tired of the riffraff. So you're turned on by the simple date. So guess what? If you have to lie, that's not the woman for you.
And I'm not really
so you're
buying
okay with
what?
The red box and the McDonald's.
Huh?
You're okay with the red box and the McDonald's?
I'm not. We're not watching a movie the first night. No, I'm not coming over your house. If you're coming over mine, I don't know you.
See, so therefore, we got to lie
because
and say, you know.
I'm not. That's not going down because say we don't work out. Then, you know, if someone that's doing that repetitively, then guess what that looks. You got all these men going in and out your house. See, people don't think smart. They just think for the now.
Right on.
Hold that thought, Miss Oatmeal. Shantra, we're going to come to you in just a minute, but we have to let the brothers chime in. We done heard from the International Boogie in Minneapolis. We done heard from Big C in Dallas, Texas. Let's take it to the Midwest and hear from that man. They call him E-Dub. E, I know you on the line. What's going on, brother?
What's happening? Y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you, dog. We got you, baby.
E, you know we can hear you, baby. Talk to us. We talking about bad credit on your player card. Now, the ladies have chimed in, and they've said the brothers just have not stepped up to the plate. The brothers have chimed in and said the ladies set the bar too high for the brothers to reach.
What's your point on it, dog? Talk to us.
My point on it, all of it's bullshit. Both sides is bullshit, because check this out. A real nigga, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you just gonna hold your own. You know what I'm saying? These fake ass motherfuckers, just because you took your test high and you studied while you was high, don't mean you gonna get some high scores. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? So therefore,
yeah.
The brothers, yeah, they get out there, they do floss, they get the line, talking about what they got, and then you catch them up. You know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna pull a bra out or whatever, and she going to be on my team, I'll pull in my work clothes. I ain't got to make
right
no work. And for real talk, you know what I'm saying, if I'm going to go somewhere with some bro, I'm going to tell them off the top, hey, I ain't got no money. Just to see where they head at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't got no money. I'm not buying a drink. Buy me something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead, then.
If you go out with somebody and you tell them up front you ain't got no money, are y'all still going out or you going to do something different?
Shit, if the motherfucker say no, then I'm rolling. Peace, deuces. Because I already said I ain't got no money and I ain't begging you to go nowhere with me. I do better by myself.
So what do
you
think about these setting they bar so high? What you think about that? You know, a lot of women,
I think that's some bullshit, because I'm going to put it in another scenario. Just like the lady said or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they ain't in that category. But how in the hell do you know if you in the other person's category?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He might be like, damn, I can't get to the level where I'm at, so let me start from right here. You never know. You got to flip the script. It's two sides to every motherfucking square. It's four sides to a square. There's two sides to every, you know what I'm saying, story.
Yeah.
Now, we heard a lot of people's stories, but we ain't heard other people's stories. So who to believe? You know what I'm saying? I could give a damn about any of them. You know what I'm saying? Because for real, a lot of these niggas, like Rick said, it's soft. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For one, we are the ones that, you know what I'm saying, they make us look bad because we the ones a guy put here first. And the woman was here, to, you know what I'm saying, for us. So, therefore, if you're going to bow down, you done gave up already one rib. You dig what I'm saying? And now all of a sudden, you might as well give her the other one, nigga, and you wear the skirt.
Oh. Straight up. Well, hold on, E. We got to get back to these women.
We got to get back to the women. Shantra, I know you're still there. Have you been listening?
I have. And I can say I don't necessarily buy this whole someone not being on your level so you have to lie. You never have to lie. I'm totally in agreement that you come as yourself and you let the other person decide. I meet you. I don't know what you're driving. I don't know how much money you make, but I will tell you this. Most of the men that I meet and I'm just going to talk about the ones I meet, want to tell you what you drive. They want to tell you how much money they're making, how much money they want to spend on you, where they live. And most of the time I'm sitting there wondering, why are you telling me this?
So, Shasha, you want a man to tell you the truth? You prefer the truth?
Yes.
Okay, now, Shasha, I've known you since Grambling.
Okay.
Now, I got to say something right now. And when I say, and sisters in general, let me put it like this. I can't come up and be like, Shasha, you got a big old booty, small waist, and I'm about to get married in a few months. Can we fuck? I don't honestly believe.
You can say that. You can say that. And my
really?
Response will be
really?
Something along the lines of, you can kiss my big old ass.
Shasha, are you telling
yeah.
me that a man can come up to most women and most men like, hey, you know what? Let me tell you the truth up front. Most women say that they want to know the truth, but truth be motherfucking told. A lot of women don't want to hear the truth. A lot of women don't want to hear, yo, check this out. Baby, you too big for me. I can't fuck with you. You know what? Your teeth is big. I'm just, you don't want the truth. A lot of women don't want that truth, huh?
Some women would prefer to hear a lie, but I think almost every woman wants to hear the truth, no matter what it is. And you don't have to be disrespectful about the truth either. You don't have to walk up to
I'm not saying that, baby. I understand, Shasha. Like I said, I am not disrespectful. I'm just saying that a lot of men don't know how to tell the woman the truth because they've probably been in some past relationships that when they tried the truth, it didn't work. You ever thought of that? Just like a lot of women don't tell the truth about everything either.
Nobody
you know,
tells the truth.
It goes both ways now. It goes with men and women. Because a lot of women, they go put up the fact that, you know, I done got beat down by half of Dallas. Nobody going to say that. Let's talk the truth, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about it tonight.
And the international booby is in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. He just stated, the truth will get the police on you.
Oh, no. Wow. Where did that come from?
Well, hold on for 1 second, Chantra.
Hey,
Doug, what you think about what we're hearing, man?
Yeah, the truth will get the police bit, though.
How is that possible? Tell our listeners and tell our bloggers, and for those
man.
Who might want to listen afterwards when the podcast goes viral, what's going on? How would the police get on you like that?
Check this out. The same, just like they did your boy in the Supreme Court, right? You know what I'm saying? This bra want to get on his level. Now with the tables is turned. The bra want to get on his level, right? So, dude, like, all right, cool. You dig what I'm saying? I'm going to hit the bra, da-da-da. You know, give her a few tips, cool. But she turns the table now because she ain't getting enough of what she want, enough money. Now she tells motherfuckers that your boy Thomas is been hitting her and shit. Just like the Monica Lewinsky. With the president, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, he had a lie. So that's what I'm saying. It will get the police caught off. Now, if you had a job, you do what Ricky said, baby, you got a fat old ass. She go on and press charges for sexual harassment. But really, she knows. She's like, damn, nigga, I was looking good that night, girl. I bet they worked shit. I had my shit on, boom. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, well, you do, you damn if you don't, you damn if, you know what I'm saying, damn you do, you damn you don't. Then if you don't holler at her, it's been balls to tell motherfucker, you stuck up. Nah, I ain't stuck up, I just asked for your bullshit. Get caught up and then you go, you know what I'm saying. What kind of shit is that?
Ladies, Shatra, we going to put you back online, and Miss Oatmeal, we going to put you back online. We need some answers for that. Could you talk to us about that?
Well, you're not supposed to be doing that no way. So you never know how the broad is going to react. You can't determine how she's going to react. When people's feelings get involved and they messing with people they ain't supposed to be messing with,
yeah,
they both wrong. So if she want to tell this and tell, she hurt. I'm not condoning it because it was wrong. So guess what? You play with fire, you get burned. That's how I feel about it. Don't play with the fire, you don't get burned. Okay. Now, as far as I want to go back to what he said about he tell a female he ain't got no money. All females aren't gold diggers. Maybe some female done got burnt by a nigga that took all her motherfucking money.
Okay? Oh, my.
So, you know, or maybe she had it. Maybe she was raised by her father. He's telling her, don't mess with no fucking broke joker. Don't bring nobody broke that ain't got a pot to piss in and a woman to throw it out of home. Because I raised you for tough, and you know better. It's not about gold digging.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, being about yours. Okay, and if you can't spend $8 on a drink, then shit. I mean, what is $8? If you was in high school and you took somebody to the movies, shit, you didn't spend about a good $20 on a day, right?
So you get over 20,
you get over 30. Shit, both of y'all got enough money to buy drinks. Both of y'all should have enough money to go out and go out to eat. It's about, you know, it's not about the money part. You just doing that to see if this is somebody that, you know, you can get to know. Because if she turn around and say she gonna buy it, I mean, what is that saying about her? Is she easy? Is she desperate? She don't care about money? Then what if she flipped the script and start paying for everything? You're like, I'm cool with that, baby. Then she start treating you like a bitch, because that's what will happen. Because it's females that do that will hold it down. But guess what? Them dudes got thongs on and mini skirts.
Thongs and mini skirts.
I see them.
Thongs and mini skirts, ladies and gentlemen.
And they try to control the situation. Never let a female control the situation like that. Never, ever, 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 ever. You hold it down. If the bride talking about true luck, that's a different story. But if you want to holler at her, hey, let me meet you at the Starbucks, or, you know what I'm saying? That's nothing. Let's go have some ice cream. You got to be able to have that. That's game, but that's not even bad game. I mean, that's real. You got to at least be able to take that much initiative to get to know that person.
Right.
That's a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ladies are speaking real tonight. We're talking about bad credit on your player card. Some of these brothers just have not stepped up their game. They don't know what's going on. And some of these ladies, let the brothers tell it, just can't quite figure out what's going on, how to treat their ladies. We've heard from the ladies. We've heard from the men. We've heard from callers in Minneapolis, Dallas, Texas. We're nationwide. The online happy hour is where you need to be every Wednesday night. 646-727-3279. Let's go back to the phone line, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are hot like fish grease tonight. Let's go ahead and hear from Clayton in Texas. Clayton, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. You know what? I heard about what the brother said before the sister, and I understand where both of them are coming from, but I'm going to tell both of y'all, y'all still ain't even got a clue of what's really going on. If y'all really want to talk, look, first of all, you don't have a player's card if your credit is bad. Pure point simple, because a player don't have bad credit, and that's male or female. Second thing, number one, I'll tell you what, I've been married for 16 years, and I'm going to tell you this. With me and my wife, before we got married, before we did anything, you know what we did? We pulled each other's credit and let each other look at each other's credit. See, that's what it really boils down to, because I can love my wife all day long, but I'm not going to be sitting up here pulling her weight, and she ain't going to be pulling my weight. We're going to be pulling each other's weight because our credit is good. But I tell you, I can love you all day long, but I'm not going to be broke and have bad credit with you. I'd rather just go ahead and be single. And then we were talking about, you know, how it was the way the situation is set up between men and women. No, I'm going to tell you what. Here is the thing that I've noticed about men and women, and this, because this goes across the board with both of them. I'll tell you what. If we real serious about these so-called players' cards, from women and men, then where does the education come in between both of them? See, that's where we're not even talking about that. And then we talk about, you know, well, meet them at Starbucks or meet them half here. You know what? There's so much more to a person than what they have to offer you. So if your whole premise is on being with somebody is based upon what you think that they have or don't have, then what does that really say about you? And the people talk about gold diggers and stuff like that. You know what? I have no problem with the male or female that say, you know what, this is what I'm about. But here's my thing. Be true to yourself. Stay whole, you know, stand fast in your convictions and be like, you know what, this is who I am. and either you understand and respect and just appreciate this person, or you can really push on. But I think too many times, men and women, that we just go ahead and settle for something that could potentially be something good. And I'm going to tell you about my word potential. I could potentially win $1 million, but until I do, realistically, I'm still broke.
Right on about that. Right on about that. But my question is to you, Clayton, real quick. Why do you think men got to go through all these lengths to get with a woman? Are we saying tonight that a lot of women put themselves too high on a pedestal for a brother or any man to reach because they've already talked themselves into their princesses and we got goals and you got to do all this shit for me and you got to do all this shit to get my pussy? But the fact is that from what the women are saying, we ain't got to do all that to get with them.
But you really don't.
Have you ever been in a situation where you did not?
I'm going to tell you what. The bar is set so low for men today when it comes to getting a good woman that I'm going to tell you what, half of these average brothers around here, you know, are getting these dime pieces simply because the bar is set so low. How many times have you seen an average-looking brother with one of the finest black women you could ever run into be like, how the hell did that happen? It's because the bar is set so low. And, you know, for the average woman, they are true in the aspect of, you know what, you ain't got to do all that, but once again, what does it say about a woman if you're going to sit up here and let your bar be that low to where you're going to get with a guy that you know, number one, y'all ain't got a lot in common, number two, he may not even be what you're really looking for, but he's there, and he done said enough of the right things to get you to where he needs you to be. But it's always got that, see, women got that sixth sense. They already know within 5 minutes of meeting this dude if he's worth anything or not. Unfortunately, they keep lying to themselves and keep saying, well, maybe, or, you know, this is, I could probably mold him. You know what? You think about it. If you mess around and have kids with that same dude, your kids gonna turn out that same way. Your kids could probably be better. Your kids could probably be smarter. Your kids could probably be more athletic. It could probably be all these things that they're not. Because look at what you settle for. And so now, when you have that child with that person that ain't worth nothing, then they get up and then it's a cycle. So then whenever they get old enough and start dating and get married, guess what they're going to get? The same useless person that you got. So it goes, I mean, it goes down.
Okay, now, Chantra, I need for you to respond to that. Is it true, is from what Clayton is trying to say, is that are women delusioned? Are y'all tricking yourselves? Could y'all be desperate at the fact that y'all just want a man in y'all life, that y'all listen to the bullshit?
Apparently, Rick, I'm finding some women are, and that's really why we're getting the backlash that we're getting, because women will let these men do just about anything to them. They just want a man, just want somebody to be with. So then, you know, they dog them out, they do whatever. I'm going to give you an example, too, because I didn't tell you the rest of this story. When I called this man's wife, her reaction to me was, can you go back and get his keys? Because I don't want him to get in an accident driving drunk home. I almost had a wreck. Broke off the road. I'm like, excuse me? Well, I just want to make sure that he doesn't get into an accident. Can you go back and get his keys from him? And then I just hung up, and it dawned on me. He does this, probably been doing it forever because he's allowed to. So there are those women out there that will do that. But, again, I'm going to say I don't believe it's the majority. I'm not buying
it. You don't believe it's the majority? But a lot of women, Chantra, a lot of women right now are complaining about these so-called players who get caught. These so-called players that, you know, then lied to them, you know, caught them up in the lie, you know, caught some text messages from their wife or girlfriend. You know, my thing is, you know, I think, and this is just me personally, I think it's the majority, because we always hear about women complaining about men going through it, but we never sit up here and look at, like, why do y'all agree with it? Why do y'all roll with it? You know what I'm saying? Talk to us about that. You know what I'm saying? You said it's not the majority, but what we've seen, what we've heard, the women that we've interviewed, it seems like it is the majority of women. Is it a desperation? Do y'all need it? Because a lot of women know bullshit. Either y'all know bullshit or y'all ain't got common sense. I think we need to talk about that. Either you know the bullshit and gonna deal with it, or y'all just ain't got common sense to know to see. Like my mama say, look through muddy water and spy dry land. Can you not see through some of these motherfuckers? Talk to us, man. Holler at us about this shit.
Here's the thing. You can't see it when it's coming at you, but I can say there are usually red flags and signs. Me personally, if I see anything that resembles a red flag, it could be an orange flag. I'm done. I'm good. But I can say there are a lot of people who will ignore the red flags, and then when the big aha moment comes, they're all surprised and shocked. I've seen it happen. But again, like I said, I'm not buying that's the majority that men are running into so many of these women. I think men are just throwing the caution to the wind and saying, fuck it, I'm going to just give this a try and see how it works out. Or betting on, I don't think she's that smart. She's not that cunning. She's not going to figure it out. They think they're playing. That's the problem. They think they're players.
Okay, now, E-Dub, you've heard what she had to say. We put you back on the line, my man. Holler at us. What you think about the comments that has been stated thus, brother?
Man, I done lost all train of thought, man, when the brother left over, because when the brother left off, I was trying to get in bad, because there's a point that, you know, he said was very valid. But the main thing that got me, you know what I'm saying? I ain't taking this as a challenge. I'm just speaking on what he's saying. He did the same, I'm doing mine. What Love had to do with marrying his wife did. Most motherfuckers don't check for credit. They check to see if these motherfuckers got some motherfuckers bad backgrounds or some motherfucking diseases. Did you go get checked for some AIDS or something, nigga?
Yeah.
What the fuck credit got to do with it? You know what I'm saying? So that leads me to believe once a nigga got older and got some credit, he didn't need shit else. Nigga, I can go buy my credit. To me means debt. I ain't trying to stay in debt. Fuck a credit card or a motherfucking credit score. If you got money, you don't need none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If you going to buy a motherfucking Maserati, what the fuck they need to check your credit for, nigga? Here go $180,000 or whatever the fuck you need. The fuck Craig got to do with it? That's all I got to say.
Well, hold that thought, brother. Stay right there. We're going to keep the phone lines open, ladies and gentlemen. The calls are hot tonight. Y'all know how we do on the online happy hour. Each and every Wednesday, we keep it cracking like a bag of dirty pork skins, baby. Let's keep the phone lines open, 646-727-3279. We've heard from the Midwest. We've heard from South in Texas. Something's going on in Minneapolis. We're going to find out what it is. Miss EJ, are you there?
I'm here.
Talk to me, sweetheart. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minneapolis. So Chandra made a comment.
Sweetheart, what's going on?
So Chandra made a comment about, like, being able to see the flags and whether it's orange or red or whatever. I'll just say in my situation, I didn't see any flags, but I got crazy text messages that basically proves men lie, even when they don't
have to. Tell us the situation. Tell the callers and the listeners the situation. Just don't half-ass it.
I'll break it down. I'm going to break it down. So I was in Dallas just recently and met a young man, and him and I began corresponding, talk on the phone, texting, whatever. Everything was fine, and we had conversations just about, you know, do you have kids, that whole thing, what's your background like? So he told me he didn't have any children. I told him I had no kids. So I would think, like, Friday of last week, I didn't hear much from him, and I thought it was kind of weird because it was a few days that had gone by that we hadn't spoken. And so then on Wednesday morning, about 12, 14 in the morning, I got a text message from him that said, just had my first baby. I was like, really? Wow. So this is how you just tell me after not talking to me for several days that you just had a baby? So when I asked him if he had kids, I guess the mere fact that he had one on the way didn't necessarily cover the topic of do you have kids. So now I need to be more specific and say, do you have one on the way? Do you have any stepkids? I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand why guys lie. It really wasn't worth it. So I just told him congratulations and left it alone and deleted his number.
So if he would have told you the truth, if he would have told you that he had a woman and she pregnant, would you have been interested?
Well, here's the thing. If he had a woman, no, I would not be interested because he's in a situation. But if he was no longer in the situation and, you know, he's done dealing with this woman and she's pregnant, whatever, whatever, they worked it out, there's a possibility because this guy actually had potential. So there was a possibility. But I think if he would have been more upfront with it, I would have been cool. Like, okay, that's something you could talk through. But the mere fact that you just send me a random text message in the middle of the night, yeah, really?
Wow.
So you think that's, guys are mature when it comes down to this? They should be more mature and just tell the truth and let you decide?
Yeah. I mean, why not? I just feel like if you meet somebody, like, unless it's, somebody who's just really whack or just like a scrub, like, okay, you put on airs, whatever. But if it's someone that you're interested in and, like, willing to, you know, take the time to get to know them, I don't feel like you should put on airs. I don't feel like you should lie. You should just be yourself. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, go on to the next one.
All right. Hold on. We're going to keep the party going. We got another caller right here in Dallas. The number ending in 8213. Speak on it. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Clayton calling from Plano. I wanted to respond to another brother talking about the credit check. Yeah, you know what? We weren't even talking about STDs or anything else like that, brother. So make sure that you stay on point on what we were talking about. We were talking about brothers think that they got a player card and broke. That's what we were talking about. But you know what? But here is going to be the thing. I understand what the sister was saying who just got off the phone about, you know, had the brother been more forthcoming, it probably would have been a whole different situation. And when she says that, you know, there were no flags going off or anything what the other caller was saying, well, here's my thing. I will say this once and I'll say it again. Women were given a sixth sense to know whenever they're hearing things that ain't even right. Now, what you choose to, it's amazing what you can get your mind to believe what you choose to believe. So if you're sitting here thinking for 1 second that, you know, this guy had potential and everything like that, but now he's telling you that he had his child for the very first time, you know. So my real question to her would be this. When you were asking the questions if he had any kids, and then he's telling you he's had a child, that he's having a child right then and there, is he actually lying to you? Or is that just a technicality?
That is a good question. We need to go back to Minneapolis and ask that question to the young lady. Are you on the line? What Clayton said?
I'm on the line, and I totally agree, and I thought about that. It could just be a technicality. I just feel like he could have said, well, I have a baby on the way. Like, true enough, it is a technicality. I don't necessarily feel like he was lying per se. But at the same time, I felt like, well, you do have a baby. Like, it may not be here in the flesh right now, but you do have a baby. Like, at least say that much. I have a baby on the way. That, I mean, at least give me that.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I got to say something here because, you know, at a time, every man have come to the point of, you know, before they become a man, it was a boy, then they try to be a player, then they become a man, in my viewpoint. And I just don't believe, from Chantra to Oatmeal to the young ladies in Minneapolis to the listeners online, that you're going to catch a man and tell you the truth. Because, and excuse my French, but pussy is good and powerful. And I'm sorry. If you find that a motherfucker, I'm going to lie to you too. Because we try to get to the end result at the end of the night or at the end of the week. Because, you know, you got the pussy, young lady, but you just don't know how good it feels. And some of these brothers lie. What I'm saying is the ones that go to the extreme with the lie. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. Motherfucker, you ain't even got your bachelor's degree, but you a goddamn attorney. Maybe a street attorney, but yet still you done scream that you an attorney, a corporate attorney. Or you a promoter. Or you in the, you know what I'm saying? You got all these big titles. We want to talk on why we think that these men, and sometimes these women, because you catch a lot of women lies too. Let's keep this point. We're just not going to get on the men. We're just not going to dog the men. But some of these women lie too. You know, you try to hold us for 4 months and
and say you got all this and then your pussy whack. You know, a lot of women talk about how the men whack, but can we talk to some of the men and talk about how these whack women who can't fuck worth the shit want all the goddamn money, but bitch, you ain't doing nothing.
At all
to drain my ball sack. Let's talk to these motherfuckers. Let's talk to some of the men about this shit, because it's not always the men, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes it's the women, too.
And you know what? While he's talking about that, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind that this is a show for you to open up your mind and loosen up and talk. Pour yourself a good drink. Be entertained and enlightened. We're going to get down. The show is constantly growing like old grass. And the roots are deeply planted in good soil. We're going to get down. The phone lines are open, 646-727-3279. Program it in your cell phones and your Blackberries. We've heard from Minneapolis. We've heard from Dallas, Texas. We've heard from Kansas City. Let's take it to the West Coast where they just now chiming in and talk to Leticia in Killer, California. Leticia, are you there, sweetheart?
I'm here, Andy. How you doing? How everybody doing?
We're doing good, sweetheart. Everything is good. Everything is fabulous. You've heard Ricky talking.
I've heard Ricky talking.
You know the business.
You know the business. Yeah,
what's
pretty
going
much.
On with the ladies tonight? I mean, can't keep it real? Bad credit on their player cards? Are the brothers the only ones that have bad credit? Are the ladies just not able to hold it down?
I'm going to keep it real, keep it 100. I know some females. You feel me? I had a partner. She a player. You feel me? Her objective is she'll get with a dude. She'll feel like if she can't read you or if she can't get nothing up out of you, she not going to deal with you. But if she feel like you got something that she can get, that you got something that she want, whether it's money or she can get you to buy her something that she need, then she gonna fuck with you for a minute. And what she going to do is she did not work. She did not work at all. She was a booster, and she was boosting. But now, nevertheless, she got her money. But she would do the whole, run the whole gamut of basically going and buying scrubs and different scrubs, like she was like a nurse or whatever, and tell the dudes that that's what she did. So when she would go meet them for a drink or whatever, she'd make sure she changed into her scrubs like she just got off of work or whether it was lunch or whatever, and that was her game. You feel me? And that's how she did her thing with the men. And she got stuff. She got a lot of stuff.
So you mean to tell me your girl is lying from the jump?
Yeah, she was lying from the jump.
Can't keep it real?
No, that was her game.
So what happens when they find out who she really is?
She don't care. She don't care. I mean, for what? Because her whole objective was to get what she could up out of them. So why she don't care? She didn't care. She still don't care.
So,
that's her thing.
So women are the true players and men are the pussies, basically. Because the men get caught up on falling in love.
Yeah.
I want to make excuses and I want to text message you. And you try to tell me, no friends, like, yo, motherfucker, you done caught me. Well, I'm still out. I done got your money and bounce. So you try to say that women are better players than men?
I mean, I hate to say it, but I think so. I'm just saying because you gotta really think about it though. Growing up, you got all your game from your mama. Your mama told you not to do this, not to do that. Woo, woo, woo. You got your game from your mama. You may have saw, you know, things that other guys did in the street, but pretty much you got everything that you pretty much knew and how to move kind of from your mom, you know, and watching her. So I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of females that's players, and they go hard in the paint. So I think it goes both ways, though. You know, and then as far as like the bar standard, I mean, I had somebody tell me something that I was like shocked and appalled at. She went to go have a drink, and this I guess falls into the keeping it real part or saying some stuff that, you know, maybe out of pocket or whatever. To me, what he said was out of pocket, but for some reason, she went for it. She went to go have a drink at a bar, and the dude told her, and I think, you know, and I think it was, I think he knew he had no chance. I think he thought he had no chance of ever dealing with her, so he just said, fuck it, whatever is on my mind, how I feel, I'm about to say it. And what that was he told her that her booty looked tight, and she gave him the number. and they've been on a couple dates.
And that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Tina, tell me, that's all it really takes. Hey, baby, your booty looks nice.
He didn't say nice. He said tight. Like,
tight.
It looked tight. Like, yeah, like if he went up in it, it would be tight. That's what he said.
Oh.
He said your booty looked tight. Now, to me, that's not cool. You can't say nothing like no shit like that to me. But for some reason, she went for it. So I don't. So I'm at a loss. I don't even know what's going on. That's why I keep my legs up. I know what I'm looking for.
How old is this friend of yours?
Oh, she's 40.
40.
40. She ain't young either. So and she been in the game. So you tell me what's going on.
So you mean to tell me she's still faking it? She playing the games and she's 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, if she started late, or I don't know if she just think that, you know, that she's got an unlimited source on her credit, on her player card. But to be 40 years old and you playing games like this, does she have any children?
Yes, she has children. She has one that's like 20-something and one that's like 16.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, she's still playing the She's still playing the game, and it's like I'm laughing because it's hilarious to me, but it, at the same time, it's like sad, you know? It's like sad. It's like, what are you doing? You know, it's like, and then for me, I feel like it's that type of behavior that makes it hard for me because I can't, you know, I don't be trying to play no games. It is what it is with me. So I don't, shut up. I don't be trying to fake nothing or nothing like that. I just keep it real. So it is what it is, and you know, I'm just truthful. So it's like, you know, if you like it, I love it. If you don't, you know, then it's on to the next. It's nothing.
Well, Leticia, good for you. Good for having that spirit. You've got your profile set on howwasyourweekend.com. Is that right?
My profile? What's my profile?
On howwasyourweekend.com? Is your profile there?
You know what? I think it is. I think I started building it. I think it is.
I know your profile is there. Ladies and gentlemen, Leticia done came in and told on her girl who's 40 years old. You know what? I have something for you, sweetheart. We've been telling you we're going to give out some gifts and some prizes tonight.
Since we players.
Since we players.
We're talking about the topic of players.
Bad credit on your player card for you. We're going to increase your credit. So what we're going to do is we're going to send to you and your girlfriend who is 40 years old.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go ahead and send you all a gift card for a free side of hash browns at the Waffle House.
All right.
Because we play us like that, goddamn.
We want to make sure that y'all get full next time y'all go out.
You feel me? Just
ladies
make
and
sure
gentlemen,
it's right.
727-3279. We ain't playing. Y'all see how it go down up in here.
Oh,
bad
Lord.
Credit on your player card. You've heard it regardless of how old you are or how young you are. Age ain't got nothing to do with your ignorance. And it goes down up in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen, because they just keeping it real. They hearing what's going on tonight. For those of you who maybe listen to the show later on because you had to go to Bible study, you had to lay your baby down, or you just didn't realize what time it was, when you hear this on the podcast, you'll know that everybody ain't got it all. The ribbon is not wrapped too tight around the present. And they just as crazy and deranged as anybody can be. Not just the men, but the women too. And it's just, I can't understand it. Leticia called from California. The ladies are keeping it real. But before we wrap the show up, I want to hear from the ladies and just go 100%. Miss Oatmeal, are you there listening?
Yes, I'm here.
You've heard how we get down. You've heard how it goes on out there in California with Leticia and her friend. You've heard how Clayton has put it down and told about how the brothers need to step their game up. You heard from E-Dub and you heard from Shantra. Kind of give us an idea of what is. I know there's really not a solution to what we can really say, but bad credit on their player cards, do they need to step their game up?
What can these men do?
Or just change the game altogether?
Well, you should not lie to get to know someone. That's not a no-go. I mean, if you you know, if you lying because you want to, you know, kick it with this person or date this person, they're going to find out who you really are. So it's a waste of time. You won't be able to persuade them to do anything else if you're not keeping it real, period, point blank. You could try, get mad, say she used you, she's bitter, she's a bitch, all that. You, if you lying from the beginning, then you can't get mad, okay? And, I mean, just like the song states, what's his name, with the, you could, don't be a nickel out here looking for a dime. Okay, if you got your game tight, then you gonna run across your queen, or you gonna run across your king. You everybody gonna go through some frogs before they get to the prince or the princess. So I mean, I don't get mad, especially with age and experience. You learn, you know what you want. And if you know what you want is not set too high, I mean, because if I'm 35, I'm not interested in somebody who's flipping burgers at McDonald's. That's not my cup of tea. Does that make me my expectations high? No. We wouldn't be able to get along. I already know I wouldn't, you know, respect the game. So why would I even go there? Why even set yourself up? Okay, why would you want to talk to Kim Kardashian if you know she's used to dating Reggie Bush and everybody else? And you're going to tell her that you're a football player just to get her. Shit, tell her you ain't. And if she still want to holler at you, it's a good day. If not, shit, keep it pushing. I mean, there's no reason to lie. You know, and as far as the female players, I mean, like the young lady in Cali, I mean, her friend, she don't sound like she looking for no relationship. He said her booty was tight. She knew she liked him, his physical, from the jump, so she wanted to hit it. She acted just like a dude would. Okay, sometimes you know from the giddy up, okay, he said it wrong. If he come at me like this, all right, then guess what? I may not be interested in a relationship with him, but I'm physically attracted, so I'll let him hit it. I'll hit. I mean, that's keep it in 100. And, you know, that man that came on, I don't know what he was talking about when he said me and the other guy on the East Coast was both wrong. We weren't. We just told our point of views and how we are as individuals. So there's nothing wrong with him saying, you know, I ain't buying no drink. That's him. I'm not mad at him for that. It's just going to happen for him how it happens. You know, and if I say Starbucks, shit, where in the hell are we going to talk? We can't go to the library and talk. We can't talk in church. What are we going to do? Pull up on the side of each other's cars and talk outside the window? How are we going to get to know each other? You're just going to talk on the phone the whole time, but we stay in the same city. We got to know how we are around each other. So I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
Right on, O'Neal. Now we're about to go to Chantra and let her put her two cent in. What can we do to put it in a positive instead of a negative about these brothers or women with their players card? Tell us what you think men and women should do to just become men and women instead of these so-called players that always get caught up. Talk to us, Chantra. Talk to us, baby.
I'm just going to sum it up like this. If you're going to be a player, be a player. Do your homework. Be prepared for anything. Be a true player. You know, the girl in Cali, I wasn't mad at her friend. You know, you want to be a player. That's your thing. You've done the homework. You got your scrubs ready. She covered all her bases. Don't get caught in a flimsy lie. I would suggest not lying at all. But if you just have to lie, at least don't get caught in it. That's all I'm saying. Do your research. You're going to play. Play. If not, just be yourself and hope that all goes well.
All right. We got another caller in the 651. What you think should happen?
International Booby, I know you're right there with us.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt, man. Shit, multitasking as usual. Like she said, man, everybody should just keep it real because I've been in some bad situations as a player myself, man. And you mess around with people's feelings and, like, that lie do catch up with you, man, motherfuckers get hurt. So if you get, like she said, players out there, just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Play with those that's playing the game. Don't try to turn nobody out. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
Right. It keeps it 100, ladies and gentlemen. E-Dub, I know you're chiming in, brother. I know you've been there from the jump, man. Kind of give us an idea. What's the best way that a player on his business, man?
Well, coming from me, the best way, you know, to do it, like everybody else said, is keep it real. The other question you have to ask is, how real are you going to keep it? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody can't handle the truth. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So you got to take every situation with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? You just play it by ear. If you don't, you know what I'm saying? It's a game. It's a cat and mouse game that's been around for years. Men are just like animals, man. They hunt. And they hunt, and the women are the prey. So, therefore, it's just a cat and mouse game or whatever, or just like rolling of the dice. Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it really shouldn't be about no game. You know what I'm saying? If it's a lady that you step into, you really care about on the real talk scene, then you want to get to know her first. So if you're making the right decision or whatever, if it's the person, you know what I'm saying? If you're a player, no, you ain't thinking about none of that. But eventually you're going to have to get old and go. You know what I'm saying? The plans got to end sometime. When we was a child, we thought of a child. But as we got older, we put away childish things. When we become a man, we put away childish things. So at the end of the day, somebody's got to grow up, and the plans got to be over with. And I'm out.
Word up, word up. You know, I just want to let a lot of brothers know that we've all had to grow up. We've all tried to be players, and for some reason we all then got caught, because you really can't be a player, because you got to remember every lie that you told. And nobody is that good, nobody's memory is that fresh to remember all this. To the ladies, it's the same way. You think that you got it good and it's gold and the pussy's wet and nobody's going to sit there and think of you as, let me say, somebody that, what if you come up against somebody that wants to be with you for real? You can't be that player. You know, you lying, and brothers, you lying. You got to come to the realization that the truth always works. Because you're going to get caught in a lie sooner or later. Because guess what? I'm going to tell you this. This is the truest shit that I'm going to ever say. There is a Judas in every camp. I want you to realize that Judas motherfucker, that jealous motherfucker in your camp, going to tell the truth on you. Girlfriend, you got the sexiest man. He got money. Guess what she going to do? Go back and tell that man all the shit that you done. And brothers, you already know that we got motherfuckers in our camp. You know who that motherfucker is. Is going to run back and tell your girl that you cheating. Go run and tell the girl that you fucking with that he got a girl. You know the motherfuckers, man. So my whole thing is, stop being a player and be a man or a woman. Understand that the truth will get you further, and let a person decide whether or not they want to be with you. Just because you broke now, that don't mean you're going to be broke tomorrow.
And that's keeping it real.
Just keep it 100, man. That's my whole thing for the night. Keeping it 100. When players stop being pussies and grow up and become men and women, man, we need to talk about it for real.
Keep your credit right, ladies and gentlemen. Just be real. Be strong. You know, if you got a lot of kicking, that ain't the one for you. I just want everybody to know that, you know, there really is no solution. Step your game tight, keep right, and be strong. As we wrap today's show up, I want to thank the panel for their insight. I want to thank all the fantastic folks who've been blogging and expressing their thoughts, both on Blog Talk and on howwasyourweekend.com. As always, you make the show what it is. And as you know, the phone lines were lit up. If you had a good time and got some good information out the show, you know, do us a favor. To tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot one. Now, my fellas, I want you to chime in. Ladies, chat room only. You know how we do. You say you don't need a man. You say you can handle those bills by yourself. That all men are dogs. Independent women. Really? How you going to be you when you don't need a man? Regardless of what he is or what he stands for. Don't worry. The panel going to talk about it next week. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. This is Ricky Williams. Check us out on Facebook.com. We're going to do some reviews about the shows. Let us know what you're thinking. Pillow Talk Tuesday is coming up soon. Tuesday nights, we're going to be hot. We're going to be smoother than silk and hotter than fish grease, baby. Good night to my frat. Go Mob. And we...
Don't wanna be a player. I don't wanna be playing no more.
I'm not a player, I'm a crush a lot.
Punisher, still got what you're looking for.
Don't wanna be a player.